Right, so very exciting. We are doing an unboxing, aren't we? Who have I got here? I've got...
Scarlett.
And...
Jonah.
Right. And what can we see? What's in front of us?
A white box that says eBay.
Yep, got it from eBay. Got it secondhand. It's in a bubble-wrapped envelope. It's not much leeway. I'm going to have to cut the envelope. Take a little while. Doing this live. There we go. Do a bit more cutting. What do you think it's going to be, Joe?
I'm not sure. Probably another D&D game, something like
could
that.
Could be D&D. Definitely going to be a game.
Well, if it's a game, I'm actually excited.
Ah, it is in a box inside. I was worried about the packaging, but it's in a box inside. So thank you to who sent that.
Now, let's see what we have.
Nothing else in there. So we're in here. Oh, it's in bubbles.
Bubble wrap.
Very small.
Very small and a lot of packaging. Not worth it. The thing inside may be worth
it. It's almost definitely, I mean...
Oh, I think I can almost definitely not. Nearly see through. You can see through with that.
Oh.
A little bit squished, but not because of the way it was packaged. Oh, wow. So this is still in its original cellophane. Can you see that? This is still in its original. I can't quite believe. Who would do that? Who would buy it and keep it in its original cellophane? Yes, enjoy. Thank you. From Monique Uniques, indeed. And you believe it was unique. I'm going to tell you what I paid for it. But it cost $4.99 when it was originally sold. I can't quite believe it. I am going to open that cellophane. I bought the game to play, but it is in its original cellophane with its original 1980s sticker. Definitely is. That's quite exciting. That is quite exciting. I bought my first collectible thing and I'm about to get it out of its cellophane and open the box because I bought this because I remember playing it and I want to play it. What are we looking at, Joe?
Struggle for the Throne Star Trek 3.
Yeah, sacrilege what I'm doing here.
Well, this game...
Shame it's squished. Yep.
I actually really want to play it. It looks cool.
So it's a game for 3 to 6 players, ages 12 to adult, it says. It's by FASA. From back in the day. It's a Star Trek 3 movie tie-in. Oh, look inside here.
What have we got?
Oh, yes. Well, the counters haven't been popped out. Well, obviously, because it's in its original cellophane, but I'm always sort of slightly sceptical about that. Look at that. Look at that. These are little Klingon ships. And then we've got various little sort of cards.
Yeah.
These tiny little cards. They look like missions or something. Missions and bribes. Oh, wow, look at those. Oh, a nice
instructions, rule book. I guess.
Let's see. 1984, Paramount Pictures Corporation. It's still got its $4.99, 1984 price. Did have on the cellophane, which I have violated. Do you recognise that guy? Recognise his face?
A bit.
Let's see if Mummy does. Mummy, do you recognise this Klingon?
I recognise.
If I give you him in full colour, hold on. Oh, two little tiny D6s. Oh, and loads more of those cardboard. We've got lots of hexes. That's what I remembered, the hex maps. Oh, that one's crunched a bit. Where the box has been crunched.
It's a bit like, 1.21 gigawatts.
Yeah, it is. What's his name? Chris Lloyd? Is that who he is?
That's it.
He looks a bit like the guy in one of the Kung Fu movies, the pirate.
Oh, yeah, because of his hair, because of his Klingon hairstyle, yes. But yes, he's Doc from Back to the Future. Here we go, we've got two little dice, and we've got the hexes. Yeah, this is what I remembered about. I thought this was amazing at the time in the 80s, because I think you get to make a new map with the hexes. Of course, things like Catan have done this. But I think, or maybe not, maybe you have to, I don't even remember. Maybe you have to set it out all a particular way. But there we go. We've got maybe. The little planets, little star systems. Not quite sure what they are. And we go, oh, look. Flags to collect. Yeah. Oh, I don't know how to play it. So what do you think about that, guys? This ancient game.
Well, it looks ancient. Very fun.
Well, it's more than 30 years old. Yes. And the box, someone's bought that and kept it for 30 years, and we've just opened it so that we can play it while we're stuck at home playing lots of games. What do you think about that?
Yeah.
The Klingon Emperor is dying, and the struggle for the throne has already begun between the powerful Thought Admirals. Each admiral uses bribery, assassination, spying, accusation, threat, battle, and even making deals to gain power while the Emperor lives. The diplomacy is intense, for when the Emperor dies, it will be a battle to the death. And then, oh, I think it's got two phases, because then it goes into the Emperor is dead phase. Now, each Thought Admiral will use his commanders and squadrons to eliminate all the others. Only then can he seize the Emperor's throne for his family. In this simple board game for 2 to 6 players, each player is head of a Klingon family, hoping to gain enough power to win the struggle for the throne. There we go.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Right, let's report on it when we've played it, shall we? Mm-hmm. Fantastic, thank you.
Child out of the cold, and listen how the story's told. From fairy tales to happenstance, the dice rule every random chance. Take off your coat and stay a while, we're rolling that deep percentile.
Thank you for listening. If you'd like to contact Dave, please leave a message on Anchor, email dpercentile@gmail.com, or find him on Twitter @d_percentile.